Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 266, episode 5 of Der Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah!
Just 400 more seasons, and we're going to be at the raddest season of all.
Yeah.
This is a production of iHeartRadio. It's a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is Friday, December 9th, 2022, which of course means that...
Jack. Change your... I already forgot the character's
16th
name.
16th day of Christmas.
Change your name to Willie Loman because it's National Salesperson Day. Did I get
Thank
that right?
You.
That,
yeah,
that the
you got
salesman?
That.
All
yeah.
Right. Dude, I fucking dug deep and I had like a panic attack. I was like, you fucking forgot the name already. Also, it's Weary Willie Day. Not sure what that is. National
Wait,
Pastry
really?
Day. Yeah.
Is that based on Death of a Salesman? Weary Willie Loman?
Oh, no. It's about it's a character from the Art of
Clowning. About people
with
erectile dysfunction?
No. It's, like I said, as much as you want to make it about that, no, it's about clowning. It's a specific character. Like, when you see, like, the clown with a bindle stick,
yeah.
that vibe, I guess that's, like, known as the
Weary Willie.
Yeah.
Working the old Weary Willie. I am
Went on to be an American icon.
I am going to be traveling Weary Willie status with a bindle stick and a big frown painted on my face.
And they're going to be like, wow, your eyes are painted so interestingly. Like, no, that's just a lack of sleep.
Yeah. No, those are real bags. Anyways, my name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the jacked man behind pale thighs.
Ooh.
But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my yearning for Miles to notice me. I have hours only lonely.
Ooh.
My thighs are begging, need to be seen. Yeah, that is courtesy of the one, the only Lex Lugie, Mr. Lugubrious himself. Very appropriate that we have a plumpers themed AKA today. A little foreshadowing for who our guest is. I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Miles Gray, AKA Garden Holes in My Mouth. 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 Liquefied Freak. Sommelier Critique. Garden Hose Lead. Make that nervous system weak. Yeah. You're drinking expired Dasani. Wash it down with soda pop for this acidic Dasani. Float eggnog on top of this here salty Dasani. Shout out to Salvador Jolly on the Discord. for that
Love
one.
It. Yeah, strong.
And also, you know, you picked up when I said manguera, I didn't say hose, but shout out to the bilinguals out there. You knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Strong entry, strong nickname, strong first AKA if we haven't heard a Salvador Jolly joint before. I don't know that I remember hearing that. Also, that is the only kind of, I don't like ice cream floats. There's too much flavor in there. So I just like eggnog on top of Dasani water. That's my my holiday treat.
That's criminal.
Miles.
Yeah.
We're thrilled, a little trepidatious, to be joined in our third seat by a brilliant comedian, writer, actor, and twisted motherfucker.
Allegedly.
Stand-up albums, the Blake album, Stuffed Boy, and Live from the Pandemic debuted at number one on iTunes and Amazon. His album, 12 Years of Voicemails from Todd Glass to Blake Wexler, charted on Billboard. Please welcome the hilarious, the chaotic. He's riding a recumbent bike in short shorts and his plumpers are on full display. Woo! It's Blake Wexler!
Hey guys, thank you for having me. This is Blake Wexler, aka Zyderday, 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 Zyderday. That is not from Paul Garaventa. That's from me. I wrote that, and it is titled Saturday Zites All Zite for Ziting. And
that's one of those songs that, like, now that I've heard it a bunch of times, it doesn't strike me as much. But the first time I heard it, I'm like, this guy's just screaming Saturday over and over again. What the fuck? What is
Did
happening?
You ever hear someone remix that, like, In the Air Tonight, where with the drum, where it's like, da-dun, 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 but they looped it over and over and over again for like 4 minutes, where it just never ends. Where I wonder if someone could do that with Saturday.
Just trying different emphases.
Yeah, because what is it like? Oh, wait, has someone made it? No,
the internet is unfair.
No, someone did one for 21 Pilots Saturday.
Huh. One is there hour a different loop. One? Is there? Did, oh, did somebody remake the 21 Pilots one?
No, Jack, we're talking about Elton John's version.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because you know, with that one,
you're talking about like when people always do whatever for 10 hours is kind of like the that like YouTube format. Just like when people do like I know.
Well, this is a good podcast.
Oh, guess what?
Yeah, baby.
Hold on. Yes. Where is it? We're 19 minutes in. 19 minutes.
Saturday.
An hour and 45 minutes in.
You still think he's going to come in and change it at some point, right? Like, still hold out hope.
The best is the visuals to the video. It's a non-ending loop of just like an infinite going into Elton John's mouth zoom.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up. Yeah,
just 10
we
hours.
We probably can't even
10
play
hours
that.
Long that YouTube video is.
I love it.
Look, I'm just going to say.
Say it.
Up top, I was against having Blake on today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Our podcast.
We were going to have Henry Kissinger on.
Yeah, and our podcast is just recovering from the last time Blake was here and referred to his legs as plumpers.
Sure.
Like
Henry
was...
and I have the same agent, and I often get his bookings when he can't make them, which is frequently. He's not well, if you haven't noticed.
I loved your talk at Davos. It was fantastic.
I was so
really
tired.
Put things in perspective.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Great delivery.
It's like, no, it's not our fault.
You're right.
It's not our fault.
Why are they hating? Because we have money. I don't get it, guys.
Right. Oh, jealousy? Is that maybe? ever heard of it? Thank you. Anyways, Blake. It's great to have you back.
It's great to be back.
Blake, did you see Shaq get pushed into the Christmas tree by
Oh,
Kenny?
Yeah. That's what we were talking about before we started recording. I said, the people crave this content. Well, we need to talk about it.
For people who don't know, on Inside the NBA, there was like a foot race where Kenny... shoved fucking Shaq into probably a 20 foot Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And
a Shaq and a half.
They're running. Yeah. They go shoulder to shoulder. Shaq goes like head first into this fucking Christmas and like vanishes into it because it's so big.
It is, and by falling into the Christmas tree instead of continuing to move in like unimpeded, that Christmas tree saved three lives. Because right. if he had just like gone off stage into like people working behind the scenes, they would have been crushed.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Shaq hasn't given himself the nickname the Vociferous Coniferous yet after falling into that tree. And I think there's nothing more objectively funny than a person falling into a tree, because you think it would be painful, but you do get absorbed by the pines.
Yeah, there's yeah. something about what like someone that big like running at full, because it feels very childish, because they're mm-hmm. just racing to the other end of the studio and Kenny Smith just gives them the shoulder to shoulder here.
It is.
You just see his feet sticking out.
Yeah.
It looks like in Wizard of Oz when the house lands on her.
And yeah, just yeah. The feet his feet are poking just sticking out
from
out,
the bottom.
Toes up.
Oh, man.
Toes up.
Yeah, I think I would be screaming. Maybe he would have been it were we not on. Not on TV. Maybe he would have been just going, ow, 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 ow. But yeah. he held it in.
There was this guy who would hang out in the Valley. His name was Christmas Tree Mike. Mm-hmm. And he got that name because he was always jumping into Christmas trees.
See, this is the thing. Like, yeah. Kiefer Sutherland did it in that one video. And it's like one of the greatest videos of just drunken madness that I've ever seen. Now mm-hmm. Shaq getting pushed into one. Like, this feels like a thing that just diving into Christmas trees might, its time might be coming. And apparently it already was with Christmas trees.
Is that like our new way of like pushing back against like creeping theocracy?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I haven't seen the Kiefer Sutherland one in a while.
Yeah.
What is he like at a hotel lobby?
Hey, Kiefer, you a pirate, man.
That would explain everything.
Oh, just takes yes. that fucker down.
Takes the tree down. He kind of dives. It's not a satisfying dive. He dives with his hands like yeah. straight up.
You want to like but, full arm and leg wrap around the trunk.
Yeah. Not to be underrated is the guy saying, Kiefer, you're a pirate, man. And Kiefer responding, that would explain everything.
Yeah.
Before diving
it
in.
It would.
Yeah. That would explain everything.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen him out in LA drunk?
I haven't, but I know a lot of people who have.
Yeah, yeah. That's like another LA story. People would, you sort of like have is like back in the early aughts was like you'd always probably intersect with Andy Dick doing something absolutely fucking ridiculous or illegal. Yeah. And then the other one was Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Brian came in the chat. Yep. I know, dude, if you were hanging around the fucking Cantors on Fairfax, you definitely were running into Andy Dick because mm-hmm. that's where I always saw him.
I've seen him there. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Weird how some no spots you're like, yo, yeah. that washed up dude is there like 8 times out of 10.
Yeah. I guess I'm just going to get touched inappropriately while I eat a grilled cheese sandwich at 1 o'clock in the morning.
My friend got in a car with Andy Dick around the time he was like 20 years old. And he was like very much starstruck by like being like, hey, you want to go to a party with us? And he got in like this like Porsche, like with like two other dudes. And then like, he like got out like immediately and we're like, oh, it became like very lecherous and predatory very quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what you're missing out by not living in LA, mm-hmm. the rest of America.
Yeah.
I miss it. I miss that more than anything else. Yeah. Not the friendship.
Hey, at least you get
you,
water
Andy
ice
Dick,
now.
I'll miss you most of all.
Yeah.
A little Wizard of Oz reference for the kids. You
for
know?
The kids.
All right. Blake, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment if we dare.
Yeah, I'll hang out here until you're done.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. First, we're going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about. Brittany Griner was released from a Russian prison in a one-to-one prisoner exchange, and the right is hopping mad about it. So we'll talk about that and whether that's a good look for them. We're going to talk about Jesse Waters.
No.
renowned knower of female desires, as Miles wrote.
Yes.
He's weighing in on the weed scene.
Yeah, I think it's off the back of the Brittany Griner story because I think they want to keep the outrage up.
Of course.
Marijuana! Of
course. Yeah. We're going to talk about the Republicans. They're trying to figure out what the hey happened here. What the heck? And we're gonna look at the numbers because they're not exactly what you might expect.
No.
We're gonna talk about how there's a new Killer Santa movie out. This is like a new trend with like action movie Killer Santas. we're going to compare it to a Killer Santa from the 80s that the right really objected to and ask the question, hey, what happened? Why aren't they mad anymore about Killer Santa? We might even get into Splash Mountain finally closing, all of that. Plenty more, but first, Blake, we do like to ask our guests, as you know, here on the Daily Zeitgeist, what's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
It's going to be a Splash Mountain when I show you guys my plumpers later. So I'm actually, what was the question about a Google search? My Google search is, I Googled Four Loko alcohol content, someone brought up Four Loko, and I remember in college, this was before they rebranded it as something that can be currently sold in the United States, where before they were like, oh, there's a lot of stuff in this that I don't know why I almost said shit, guys, that I edited myself out. Don't worry.
Yeah. Hey, man.
There's a lot of boing in this drink.
Boing.
And it's a more complicated answer than I thought it would be.
You're saying you were trying to get to the heart of pre-ban Four Loko?
Well, actually, post-ban, so current, because I saw some in a gas station. I was like, what the hell is that left over from before?
Nah.
But
What is it, like 11%?
It's 8%, 10%, 12%, and 14%, because I think it depends.
Just randomly, just based on which one you have to open. There. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. We just kind of pour it in there at random. And
ooh, I got a 14. Okay.
And we take a sip of it as we're pouring it in. So, you know, depending on how drunk we already are, it might be a lower percentage.
Well, let's take the foot off the gas a little bit. We got a 12. I think because it differs from state to state, where I think local alcohol laws help govern how much of an ABV you can have in alcoholic beverage, where I remember in college, this was the case where it wasn't federally banned. It was state by state. And I was going to school in Massachusetts. Can't tell you where. It was Emerson College. And they banned it in Massachusetts, was one of the first ones. And this idiot that I knew had bought like cases of it, Boardwalk Empire style, and was upselling this poison. Around school, and I was
did
never
he really... keep it in barrels that were like encased in hay
with Thompson machine guns interspliced in between them
off-duty Pinkertons keeping it safe
off-duty Pinkertons on-duty Pinkertons we had it all, but no, I never was into it. I was afraid. I still have like a phobia of too much of like having a heart issue, I guess, even though that's not a medical issue for me or my family, knock on wood, but that stuff always freaked me out to have a depressant and so many stimulants in one beverage. But it's back, and I think they watered it down a little bit, but it still kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, well, they had to take all the uppers because that was the thing that was leading to like terrible outcomes for those kids.
They don't have a handful of caffeine pills dissolved in every. I always felt like that's what it felt like, that there were pills dissolved in that. I don't know.
Yeah, it had caffeine, taurine, guarana, and wormwood, which is what absinthe is made
from. Whoa, they had wormwood.
Yeah,
they're trying to hurt you at that point. Right?
Yeah.
Like that feels
because up to malevolent. Then, I mean, did you have like, you know, like real scrappy friends who were drinking Sparks?
Oh yeah. I drank more Sparks than Four Loko in my
because well Sparks was the OG, like, hey man, you wanna really freak your friends out, then drink this out of a paper, like without a paper bag covering it, and let them know you're drinking Sparks.
That was like a Sparks kind of night. Okay.
Without Sparks you have no Four Loko.
That's right. Wait, yeah. Sparks was pre Four Loko? Sparks, it just like you woke up with a bad taste in your mouth for the next week if you drank a lot of Sparks.
Yeah, exactly.
That bad taste was the barrel of a gun.
Tastes terrible.
The four and Four Loko is referencing those four stimulants I just said.
Is that
true? That's why it's the number four.
And now they don't have the stimulants and still kept the name. They've lost their way. Come on.
Yeah. Well,
this liberal society just keeps destroying all these great drinks.
Yeah. What is something you think is overrated, Blake?
Overrated. So this is my second year living back on the East Coast after being in LA for 10 years. And I've realized the cold is overrated. Where one of my biggest fears moving back, I know that Mr. Angelino over here is making a face, making one of Miles' patented faces that I'm sweating to see in person.
I'm sweating under my gigantic fleece hoodie right now that I'm forcing on my body. But go on about the cold.
Well, it is, you just need to buy, this sounds so simple, but as long as you have an appropriately warm coat, it's not a big deal. Where I bought the warmest coat I could possibly find. And it has not been an issue. 20 degrees, put the hood up, you know, layer up. You just need warm clothes. Where the heat, you're kind of just fucked, you know?
Right. Right. Just pile it on. Just pile on the layers and you're good.
Exactly.
What about your legs? That's the one thing I always have trouble with. My legs.
Yeah, because you like to keep those on display, right?
I do.
That's not a problem for you. Is it a floor length duster style parka that you're working with?
It's a cropped bubble goose jacket.
Just a window in the front.
Looking like a linebacker from the fucking 80s and shit. Fucking midsection exposed.
Just no leg day. No calf muscles to be seen. So what I do actually, I'm glad you asked, is that I've gotten into crafting and I purchased 2 shower curtains and I have sewn them together with a clear thread because I don't want to hide anything. And
fishing line or just clear thread? What are you can buy that somewhere?
What is that? Sorry,
is it fishing line or just clear thread that you bought at this
point? It was fishing line because the thread was not strong enough. Where sometimes I'd clear flex on that. And it would burst. My leg would burst through my shower.
That was going to be my next question.
And I anticipated it. That's why I said that. But yeah, it's But yeah, you can sweat in there, which can cause, this is embarrassing, if you misjudge how cold it is out, my shower curtains will fog up and I have to keep reaching into them and clearing out the condensation.
To wiping them out?
Yeah, I look like an idiot when that happens.
Yeah, because pick your poison, because you're either spending a lot of time clearing the fog or you're spending a lot of time asking people, hey, let me see those, or people asking you, hey, where are the plumpers? Let me see the plumpers.
Let's see the plumper,
where the plumpers go.
What is that, clear thread or is it fishing line? Come on, what's the line diameter on that? Gotta know. Want to make a pair for myself.
It's a lot of questions to answer, and I'm happy to do it, by the way. I leave an hour and a half early before I have to be in an appointment during the winter so people can ask me about my legs. That's why I account for those questions. And generally 90 minutes on the way to wherever I'm going. So yeah, I'm prepared, but it's worth it. It's a thing where, you know, heavy is the girdle. You know,
the leg girdle.
Heavy lies the girdle.
You should get one of those. You know how, like, there are some celebrities, I think Steve Martin has like a business card that's like, yes, I am Steve Martin. Just like when fans come up, they're like, oh my god, you're Steve Martin. I think the Biff from Back to the Future has one that is just like, yes, I'm Biff. No, I didn't get to drive in the DeLorean. Yes, it was like, just answers everyone's first 4 questions. You should get one of those about your plumpers.
I should, but I don't know if they make paper long enough to answer all the questions. But Biff, by the way, Radnor High School's Biff of suburban Pennsylvania. Just so you know, he went to the high school over from me. I don't like talking about it.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
What is something you think is underrated?
Underrated. We just finished that show Bad Sisters on Apple TV. It's Sharon Horgan's show, who you might know from Catastrophe. She was in that show with Rob Delaney, and she's an Irish actress, writer, producer, director. So fun. You'll probably recognize her if you see her. She's so funny. And the show is so uniquely dark and funny. And it's pretty much an all-female ensemble cast, and they're all amazing. And there's one guy in it who is, I can't think of a villain in a show who's more detestable than this guy. And as he's worst villain I think I've ever seen in a show. He's horrible. But yeah, highly recommend that show. And funny side note, I looked up one of the actresses in it, and because I didn't recognize a lot of these people, and it said her mother and father, and her mother was a normally named person, and for father it just said Bono. And I'm like, wait, is that Bono's daughter? And it was Bono's daughter, which had no idea. She was, I'm like, oh, this is a really great actress. Who is she? And it just happened to be Bono's daughter. So
your follow-up question on that makes me wonder, has anyone tried just taking that name, being like, yeah, well, lots of people are named John. I just happen to be
Bono.
Have the one name Bono. Like, fuck off.
He took it from me, is
right,
what happened.
Actually, yeah, my parents named me this a long time ago.
This is my son.
It's a family name.
Bono.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Formally, if someone wanted to be formal, would someone call him Mr. Bono?
That's funny. Yeah. I think you
that feels like whack as fuck. You know
you
what I mean?
You give that
like
up if, once you have a yeah, one go, name. Right.
Right. Because if you're
it
Prince,
sounds like you're flirting with him. Like it would be, like it would be like me being like Mr. Miles. Okay.
I'm
Mr.
like, okay,
Miles.
I'm married, motherfucker. Back up. Okay, Mr. What? No. Yeah, not yeah. happening.
I have heard really good things about Bad Sister. Sharon Horgan is a genius. Yeah. Like if you haven't watched Catastrophe, then like you need to go watch that yeah. immediately also. Mm-hmm. And her performance in that is so good.
Yeah. She everything she touches is gold. She's great.
And then The Edge, is he Mr. The Edge?
Yeah, Mr. The Edge. I think that's right.
Mr. Yeah. The Edge? Mr. The Edge. Is it The Edge or The Edge?
The. Wow. Could you imagine being corrected? Actually, it's
the
edge.
The
I like edge. To emphasize yeah. the singularity of
yeah
my edginess, my edginess.
Just saying, just want to throw that out there as well.
Maybe his issues with his confidence and his self-esteem where he goes, no, not the, it's just the.
Right.
You can welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome The Edge. Mm. Actually, it's The,
it's the
Edge.
I don't feel
just,
good.
Just call me David Evans.
I don't feel good. I have a stomach ache.
I don't even want to eat today. Here. It's the
yeah.
One life.
Three, four.
He's just doing a bad job doing all the different parts of that song.
I'm sorry. What are you doing? Rakataka.
You're not playing any drums. You just keep saying rakataka.
What are you doing? Sunday bloody sun for fuck, man. Rakataka.
He's not facing the audience. He's just looking into a corner in the back of the stage. It's like, god damn it.
Although I did, I really, when I was a kid, I really liked that one song where he comes on and like talks from the
he
zoo.
Talks in it.
Zootopia?
Oh, Zooropa? Zooropa?
Zooropa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zootopia.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that song Lemon on that album?
Lemon. Lemon.
Yeah, yeah, that was the only U2 song I fucked with was Lemon.
Yeah. The only one I fucked with was the one where the Edge comes on and is like, like just talks like quietly and without any effort.
He doesn't know he's mic'd is the problem.
it's all just a hot mic moment that they put to music.
Raga daga ga.
They cut that.
Don't
part
people
out
know
where
that?
He opens it with,
if I sang that, would you know that's Bloody Sunday in the context of U2? If I went raga daga ga.
No, I don't think I would.
Right. I'm trying to find it.
It might just be for drummers.
Yeah, not a big two head. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. People have been like, you would love them. They're like Irish. You're Irish.
End of story.
And I just like, I like the hits and the other, like the deep cuts. I'm like, yeah, I just, I don't know.
I just fuck with raga daga ga.
Da-da. Raga daga da ga.
Raga da.
Yeah. I did see them live once. And
okay, so you are a U2 head.
Pretty good. I have a friend who was a U2 head.
A YouTuber.
A YouTuber, as they're called, as they were called yeah. until fucking YouTube came
Thank you.
And blew yeah. it for everyone. I saw them at Madison Square Garden.
Ooh,
yeah.
I saw them in when I was like, it must have been like 12 or maybe 14. It was definitely an even number. And I saw them with my mom. And I remember I didn't know it was one of my first concerts, I think, because I wasn't a big or like a huge concert like that. And I remember Bono being like, "Who is this man? Who is this man?" And we were like, "What is he talking about?" And then, "Who is this man?" And then Bruce
the
Springsteen
Edge?
Came out and I did a song with them. And I didn't realize how cool that was, where I was like,
"Is,
all right,
is he okay?
Okay.
Wait, had they not met?
Yeah.
Who is this man?
What a weird way to what a weird way to bring
Bruce
someone out.
Oh, cool.
is he a ghost? What is
yeah. Maybe don't improvise that one. Maybe like have somebody write something up for how you're gonna like introduce him instead of, who is this man?
Who is this man?
That's actually how I'm gonna introduce guests on the Daily Zeitgeist from now on.
And oh my god, who is this?
Yeah, who is this man? All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
We heard the rocket da ka da.
Miles
was right.
Mm-hmm. That's just how it starts off, you know?
It's there.
Yeah. It's there. He wasn't
da-ka.
Lying to you.
All right. Anyway, what's going on?
Brittany Griner got out in a one-to-one prisoner exchange. She will not be spending Christmas in a gulag. And that is, I think, a undeniably happy story. Oh, wait, what is this? The right is furious. They're so mad. Donald Trump Jr., you guys know how to make sure Putin keeps arresting Americans and severely punishing them? Trade him an arms dealer, a.k.a. the merchant of death, as we've all been calling him. Mm-hmm. Someone guilty of conspiring to kill Americans and aiding a terrorist organization for an American-hating WNBA activist.
Oh, activist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
WNBA activist John Cordillo. Why aren't more than 50 former intelligence officials writing a letter condemning Biden for swapping a terrorist arms dealer for an American hating drug smuggler while leaving a retired Marine to rot in Russian prison? They're mad. It's a weird look for this, them to be so
this
mad.
This guy's gonna kill other people. Some people on MSN or not MSNBC, Newsmax. They're saying, so Biden is sitting there bragging about the worst U.S. foreign policy decision of my lifetime. This is on par with abandoning our soldiers in Benghazi to die at the hands of terrorists. Unspeakable evil will happen now that he is back into the world. You traded a nonviolent pothead wokester, WNBA, America-hating hippie. That's a long string.
All the words. They got all the words.
I like that the WNBA is included in there as like a slander, as a like an insult, like all the other things are insults, like, and then they're like WNBA.
I think it's racist and homophobic.
Yeah,
probably
for sure
is the reason why, because they don't want to use like they're taking notes from the midterms. Like, don't use all the slurs at once out loud.
Yeah,
they use a lot of that shit.
They use WNBA because on Twitter you can't italicize the word woman in, you know, to convey disgust from these people.
Right.
So that's why they use WNBA.
Although, woman, I mean, if it was a white lady with blonde hair, they wouldn't be saying this.
Those are okay.
No.
Right. Mm-mm. Or anything, because she would have been home months ago when the U.S. mobilized all their resources to get her back to safety.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, wait. No, that was the alleged CIA spook, Ansa Coulis, who killed a young man who was riding a motorcycle in England because she was driving on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, right.
She just skated on those charges. Skated.
Now, she was driving on the right side of the road, okay? They drive on the wrong side.
What's wild is somebody actually killed somebody, and he was like, yeah, get him back. Diplomatic immunity. And a lot of people in England are like, wait, did they have immunity because they worked on that base? Because the way we saw it was they were just married to the CIA agent on the base. So is that extended to her because she is also work? Very weird. What's going on? It's a very, very interesting thing. But again, things move quickly. I guess if you're like a CIA spy, so that helps. Or white.
The American hating activism they're talking about. Let's find an example of that.
When did she burn a flag?
Yes. Oh, she did write an op-ed when Texas passed some legislation or was debating legislation that would target trans children. And in her op-ed wrote, Texas would be subjecting trans athletes to harassment, bullying, and possible assault. While we do not identify as transgender, we know what it feels like to be singled out for not fitting neatly into social norms. The efforts of activists before us have provided us both with the opportunity to live authentic lives in the open and realize our personal and athletic potential through sport. As beneficiaries of such brave efforts, we do not take our responsibility as activists lightly. We believe it is our moral duty to use the platform we have been given to speak out.
Damn.
Monster.
Yeah.
Communist.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. It's again, you know, salvation is only for bootlickers, it seems like. You know, like if you're standing up to anything, then it's like you're an activist wokester who should just rot there. But I guess, you know, if Brittany Griner had a MAGA hat on, who knows what happened anyway? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they would have done, you know.
Yeah. And you shouldn't be allowed to criticize the government in a country where that's like sort of our thing and the thing we're supposed to differentiate us from the authoritarian regime that you're criticizing. But
not in print. No.
That's where we draw the line.
Yeah.
Hey Jack, where'd you learn to talk like that? Huh?
Right.
Who told you that stuff? Who put that crap in your head?
Let's talk Jesse Waters. Let's quench our thirst with some cool waters. The cool waters of Jesse.
Of cool water cologne.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. My man, obviously, he knows everything. He knows that the reason Republicans lost the midterms is because women just need to stop chopping their hair off and kiss a man, as he said. Or in this instance, the topic of marijuana comes up. I'm presumably, again, like, is to keep the outrage up around Griner's release, because that's one thing the right is really fixing. Like, she's a drug mule who can just do whatever she wants kind of thing. It's like, okay, just please just shut up. But Geraldo was speaking, and he was like, look, man, if you're going to compare, like, weed to alcohol, like, weed is way less dangerous. Like, you know, you're not hearing about fucking stoners, like, getting in horrible accidents. Like, that's drunk driving is a way bigger threat to people's safety. And then Jesse Waters can't take it, and he just does the most Jesse Waters thing where he's just so condescending, but then also is like, look, I know what women, like, just listen to this.
Oh, no.
Weed is all fucked up, okay?
I've seen the movie. I've seen Mel Gibson's movie. I know what women.
Yeah.
I submit it is the lesser of two evils.
Do you agree with that, Jesse?
No. Let's go to the pros and cons of smoking marijuana. Food tastes tastier.
All right.
Music sounds better.
Disgusting. All right.
And nature is more impressive.
All right.
Cons. It kills your sperm.
Mm-hmm.
Girls don't dig
Not
it.
True.
Huh?
The scene isn't as cool as people think it is.
Mm,
if you're an athlete, it affects your conditioning. True. It stays in your system. And it kills your brain. It affects your memory.
Unlike alcohol.
Debatable.
From what I've heard, and I've never really experimented with that stuff much at all.
So an expert opinion.
But from what I've heard,
it's really not that good for you. She's like,
Why do you say girls don't dig it?
Girls don't like the scene.
What about the alcohol scene?
They like the alcohol scene.
Are you kidding? They don't like alcohol?
No, no. They like alcohol. Mm-hmm. They like parties with alcohol. They don't like the scene with the guys smoking. It's not a cool scene for them.
For them. For them.
Dude, shut up.
The Jesse, scene.
Please. The fucking scene.
It's not as cool a scene as the alcohol scene.
The alcohol scene? What fucking, again, the most out of touch fucking people. You know what I mean? This wasn't even from like a class basis. Like, he doesn't even hang around like people. Mm-mm. When you're like, oh, what are you guys in that? What's the alcohol scene? I like the alcohol scene. And you can tell this is the scene everyone likes. The weed scene, I don't know. It scares the hoes. Everybody knows that.
This guy is such a loser that him talking about the scene makes me feel like a loser, because I'm like, oh, I guess I don't know the scene. Like, it makes me sound like, right. Oh, fuck, what am I missing?
Oh, shit, the scene.
He runs out of steam so quickly on his list of, all right, let's do a list, pros and cons of it. And then he's like, it doesn't like look cool to me. I've never done it, but it's like it's bad for your health. I heard in middle school that it kills your sperm and gives you boobs. Just literally middle school level, like anti-drug propaganda.
Well, he only remembered two things from DARE.
Right.
Then he just spun it into like, it'll destroy your ball sack. You know what I mean? Like your eye turns green. Everybody knows this shit about the demon weed. So that's why Brittany Griner doesn't deserve freedom. Okay.
Based on my experience, having never smoked weed and knowing three women, none of whom talked to me.
My mom, honestly, my sister, and my wife.
Right. They don't dig it.
Yeah. Babe. It's just they don't dig this. It's like, a lot of people smoke weed, sir, but it's a scene, man. It's a scene. I guess some people don't think smoking is attractive. Like, I will give him that much. But to sort of, again, I this is how it. I think conservatives have to like
state
paint the
as
world
an objective.
Yeah, it's everything's
half of the population,
and it's an absolute. You know what I mean? Like, they're only absolutes on the right. They're all everything
like the
is
scene.
An absolute. Yeah, ask anyone.
God, the alcohol scene, though. What a scene that is.
That's a good scene.
You might say that if you're like, you're in recovery, right? You're like, I'm not really in that scene really anymore.
Sure.
Like, I get like describing it like that. But for him acting like he's like a fucking journalist for like Rolling Stone in 1986. And he's like, yeah, we're going deep in the alcohol scene in L.A. Like,
right. We went undercover in the alcohol scene.
Allen Ginsberg passed me a doobie in the scene. Now that made me howl. It's just all personal issues that he has.
Right.
He tries weed once. It gave me a weak chin. It's like, no, I think that's.
I don't think that. How that
didn't
happened.
Grow in yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about murderous Santa Clauses.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back. And Wakanda Forever, still at the top of the box office. But there was a new kid on the scene at the doing some boffo BO
this Jack, past weekend. The scene. Okay.
Yeah. No, I love the movie scene. The movie the box office scene.
Hey, the mise en scene.
I mean, I'm mostly in it for the ladies, if you know what I'm saying. I love when an actor is like, I got into acting for the ladies.
Oh, God. If you say you got into anything for the ladies, I'd be like, okay, this guy's a predator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't say any for the ladies. It's just.
Unless you're like, I got a vasectomy for the ladies. There you know what go. I mean? Just doing my part. Like, that's one maybe.
Those tubes are not tied. They are not.
Anyways, the number 2 spot, boffo BO for Violent Night, R-rated action movie in which Santa Claus murders the shit out of a bunch of armed mercenaries during a hostage situation. If you've seen the poster, you may have seen Santa Claus played by David Harbour smoking a candy cane for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's worse than weed.
Yeah. Candy cane is actually, that's not a scene that anyone except Mrs. Definitely Claus not. Digs. And I've heard she's a communist. So David Harbour plays Santa Claus in like a Die Hard, but he prevents a heist at a wealthy family's mansion. And he is, I guess, in the process of delivering gifts. It is a McClanian version of Santa Claus. And that he's like kind of worn out from doing all this shit and is just like, whatever, kind of run down. They just
shaving and shit.
Took John McClane and put him in a Santa Claus outfit.
You see right through it.
But yeah, in the movie, Santa stabs, bludgeons, and dismembers multiple people. And this is notable because there was absolutely no outrage from the usual War on Christmas pundits.
Right. You'd imagine like taking something. Family.
Well, I think well, he's that protecting is it, the rich. Especially when we're going to get to who the villain is. And the villain might be a Daily Zeitgeist listener because he's got some woke talking points about how vast wealth accumulation is immoral. But just to compare the kind of enthusiastic embrace of this with what has happened in the past. In the 80s, there was a slasher movie called Silent Night, Deadly Night. That was definitely one of the most intriguing boxes at the video store because it had Santa's arm coming out of a chimney holding an axe, I believe. And that actually sparked a national protest because advertisements made it seem like Santa Claus was the killer. It was actually just a spoiler alert. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple seconds.
Spoilers for Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yes, spoilers for that.
Skip ahead 3 minutes.
It was really just a teenager dressed as Santa.
Shit.
They like guys,
fast forward 4 hours until we're done.
Yeah,
this movie.
Saturday.
But people really got angry about it. Like it was across the board because it was the Reagan 80s. So like Mickey Rooney wrote an angry letter claiming that the scum who made that movie should be run out of town the way I have been. Incidentally, he later went on to star in Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toymaker.
Oh my God.
Oh, hell yeah.
But like even Siskel and Ebert dedicated their in-depth commentary segment to Silent Night, Deadly Night, and they called out the makers of the movie by name and told them, your profits truly are blood money. Just like, holy shit, guys.
Okay.
And it worked. The movie just like vanished from theaters after 2 weeks. The protests included crowds of parents singing Christmas carols outside of the theaters. Just not the sort of shit you want to deal with in the Reagan 80s. You know, that didn't seem like
what a
the vibe.
Low bar for outrage.
Yeah.
Back then for that.
So now no one seems to care, even though like this would seem to be attacking Christmas even more squarely. Like Santa Claus, who's like tired of doing his job and like murders people. He also supplies the U.S. military with equipment for their fighter jet. Oh, no, sorry. That's another Christmas movie. Sorry, let me take that again. And so there's, even though like he is a killer Santa Claus, this one he's actually the killer. Spoiler, there's like some ex-military, I think, in the background. But this is the second killer Santa Claus movie. There was also Fat Man starring Mel Gibson as a Santa who has to fend off a hitman hired by a kid. And the reason that these movies probably don't raise the ire of conservatives is Santa's fighting against the war on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He's like killing people in a right-wing fantasy. And Batman, Mel Gibson, Santa Claus supplies the U.S. military with equipment for fighter jets.
Who else is going to make that equipment?
Yeah.
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 That's right. It mm-hmm. makes a lot of sense.
I love like teaching kids like there is no military industrial complex. Santa delivers that stuff every year after Congress approves the defense budget that That's balloons right. by at least I think the latest one is 45 extra billion than last year. Anyway,
that should actually be their argument because they just failed another audit where they were like, yeah, we still can't account for $8 billion of our budget. They should just be like, that was the one that went to Santa Claus.
Santa.
What, you don't believe in Santa Claus? Should we tell all of the children in America you don't believe in Santa Claus? And in Violent Night, Santa is a ex-warrior, like an ancient warrior who was like, this is basically a cover story for his like information gathering reconnaissance work.
What do you mean? Like he's like a pagan god who's been fighting for like
No, not pagan.
The overlap with you know, because there's all that Norse obsession with white supremacists too.
Yeah, like Santa, there's probably
like,
some of that.
I feel like you can draw a line where he's also like a Viking,
a Christian
pure-blooded
Viking.
Whitey right. type thing, where they're like, yeah, that's why we fuck with Santa Claus.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's Ronin, but that's probably not white supremacist enough for them, you know.
No.
But yeah, I mean, it's an action film where old Saint Nick launches a savage offensive, and I don't know, it just feels like it's a right-wing fantasy, like all in all. And the villain, all right, so let's get to the villain. The villain mm-hmm. of Violent Night, played by John Leguizamo, Johnny Legs.
No enough there.
Johnny Plumpers.
Scrooge, Johnny Plumpers. Mm. He's looking to steal money, but pointedly he hates Christmas. And even more pointedly, he is mad at the family for a history of shady government dealings and war profiteering. So he's like, the family that Santa is protecting are war profiteer like billionaires.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's fighting for their right to continue to be immorally wealthy.
He's intervening on behalf of war profiteers.
Yeah, I mean, according, if you believe everything that John Leguizamo says,
what this person of color says,
communist.
Now who are you going to believe?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But I mean, it kind of just, it's like they took all those, like, they're those photographs that go viral where families pose with Santa Claus at the mall and they all have, like, their assault rifles with mm-hmm. them. Like, it's like they right. were like, that is the thing that they've chosen to adapt into a screenplay, is just like that part of the culture.
I wonder too if it's also like this right wing thing too, of where it's like mask slipping shit, where, you know, conservatives do feel at a point where like we're done with the niceties.
Yeah.
You know, and then like, so they kind of feel this version of Santa, which is like, look, we get it. He's Santa. He's supposed to be fucking, you know, being all jolly and shit, but shit is a little bit hard for us as we see it, and we like being a little fucked up, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like there's like other parts too where you can be like, yeah, that's fine, Santa's burnt out, like let him fucking dismember a Colombian guy, who gives a shit.
He's got to blow off some steam. The guy works hard. The rest of
John Leguizamo wasn't even born here.
Thank
okay
you.
He's was born like in Colombia, like fucking the Narcos guy, you know, who knows what he's up to.
When we first see Johnny Legs, by the way, in this movie, he greets someone by saying "Happy Holidays."
Oh fuck!
I'm gonna vomit. I'm fucking done.
I'm sorry.
Off.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, Blake just projectile vomited across the room.
It makes me sick.
Yeah,
he's
no one wants to work anymore. Sorry,
no one wants to work. Kids are spoiled these days. No one wants to work anymore.
Handouts. People want handouts.
That's it.
And you know what's not a handout? A big jolly man bringing a gift into a rich person's home. That's not a handout.
That's
not
right.
at all.
God damn it.
He wants to bring gifts to billionaires so badly that he kills a bunch of people in order to protect his right to do so.
He gets the job done.
But it's just interesting. Like, you know, people talk about the like liberal agenda and Hollywood having a liberal agenda, but like there is an entire genre of movies, like most genres of movies. There's no genre of movies that's like about workers' rights or protecting workers' rights or protecting the environment. But like every action movie is ultimately a right-wing gun nut fantasy about killing people. And like Westerns were similarly about, you know, Manifest Destiny. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if our writer JM hadn't like submitted this, I wouldn't have known that this movie that I've like seen posters for everywhere is like secretly just the super right wing piece of propaganda. Yeah, 24 is a good point. And Kiefer Sutherland tackled that Christmas tree.
Yes.
As we were talking about.
So, speaking of the war on Christmas.
He saw a terrorist in the Christmas tree. That's why he tackled it. And when he was tackling a terrorist who was hiding in the Christmas tree in his defense.
When you do the Lord's work, like a movie or a show like 24, where you're like portraying the war on terror and enhanced interrogation, as we call it, as heroic, you actually get a certain number of War on Christmas credits and you're able to jump and tackle a Christmas tree without anyone getting mad. You just kind of trading your War on Christmas the way Elon Musk traded in his carbon credit.
He's still up, by the way, actually. I think Kiefer still has credits remaining from that tackle. So that's how many he built up from 24.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the credits are so much that he could tackle 70 trees a day for the rest of his life and he wouldn't even get halfway through them.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
You're a pirate. That would explain everything.
That would explain everything.
It was actually a very thoughtful response from him.
But Santa Claus, he's basically like winter Uncle Sam.
Right.
You know,
for the country. That's what they want him to be for sure.
Yeah. It's like, dude, he's fucking stands for everything. I don't know what the fuck this Santa Claus is because they just got their whole like Claus propaganda machine going. So
red, white, and black and blue. That's right. He's already wearing the red and the white. Let's throw some blue in there.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it is ultimately a pretty socialist mythology, as we were talking about. Like, that's true. He gives gifts to everyone, and it's not like I give more gifts to the rich kids, even though that's how it ends up happening. But like that idea needs to be dismantled at some point. Like in their unconscious minds, they're like, wait a fucking second. Santa Claus is giving gifts to everyone. He wears red, like some sort of commie, white beard and red, you know. The internet's made the argument that Santa's communist before, but I feel like there's probably some part of them that's like, we got to take this asshole down a notch or make him part of who we are.
I think he's a capitalist.
You think Santa's a capitalist?
Yeah, because he's like good at like convincing you that his like aims are good and it's like for everybody, but he's still picking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really not universal. I mean, if that's the thing, I don't know what's the original lore, because naughty and nice, when you get into that,
right,
then it's not universal anymore. Then it's there are people who deserve it and don't. And then, you know, he's clearly part of the military industrial complex based on that other one. But I think he stands for something good. I think that's why it's so funny. Like if you search like Santa Claus socialist, like there are like a lot of people like the socialist argument for Santa Claus. And they're like, he's a good capitalist. And it's like, I don't know, dude. He's a fucking Rorschach test. And I just see him as a guy who sounds like he fucks with cops.
Well, how am I supposed to get into the apartments? There's no chimneys. Maybe they should have worked harder and been homeowners.
Right.
Yo-ho, homeowners only.
Yeah, seriously.
Blake, as always, such a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, check out your plumpers, all that good stuff?
My plumpers are on full display in the Blake's Takes for God's Sakes podcast. And then also I'm doing a little winter stand-up tour situation coming up where December 15th, I'm in Burlington, Vermont. at Vermont Comedy Club. Yes, that's right. I winter in Vermont December 17th. I'm at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem January 5th. Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia.
I'm sorry, going to Bethlehem, sir?
Oh, it's not a coincidence. I'm going to find this conservative saint. I'm going to shake his goddamn hand.
Will you dress as one of the magi?
To Bethlehem to steal stacks, I'm a little worried about you running aground of a conservative gun-toting Santa Claus.
Stacks of cash. Yeah. Then not pay taxes on.
Thank you. Okay. Good.
Yes. That's good. No, we're on the same team, brother.
You're not gonna do like you won't do. Will you do like a nativity based set? I just feel like it's ripe for completely dislodging all the material you've been working on and just doing something completely impulsive. Just because I said it right now.
No, you're completely right. And the venue is a manger, so it's a six seater, and.
It's a six layer.
Yeah. If you're not a goat or if you don't have a beard, you will not be allowed the fuck in.
Yeah.
And that's a bringer on a sign.
That shows a bringer. Bring your own hay to sit on.
Well, I heard it's half sold out already with those three kings that are coming. You know?
Yeah. And
he's dressed as one of them.
And they didn't pay face value. They bought the Black Friday deal. They're capitalists and they get it.
I just like the idea like of you doing a stand-up show. You know those suits that people wear where it makes it look like they're dancing with six other people and like they hold the bars to like control them? Yeah. Like that you go as the three match.
Just going through the motions like and there and okay.
Yeah. What? And then you do crowd work like, what? You going to say anything? No. This one. Nothing to say ever.
They step on my punchlines like over and over and go, "God fucking damn." And I can't but I'm on the end. I'm not even the one in the middle. I'm the one on the far left.
You keep saying "God damn it" and all these other sacrilegious.
God damn it.
Fucking Christ. Is this guy serious?
January 5th, I'm at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. January 13th and 14th, I'm at the Hideout in Boston. And then last date, series of dates, February 23rd and 26th, I'm filming my first stand-up special in Cincinnati, Ohio at Go Bananas Comedy Club. It's this legendary comedy club over there. So I'm psyched.
Please do Go Bananas. Cincinnati, stand up. And if you're just across the river, hop on by.
Come on up.
You're right
Kentucky.
There. Yeah, come on by. Isn't the Cincinnati airport in Kentucky, technically?
I believe it is.
That's just my one tidbit. Also, hey, get some good Cincinnati chili, too.
Oh, I'm going to gear up. I'm going to be bloated as hell on that stage, and that's a promise. Or your money back. If I'm not bloated, you will get your money back.
If I'm not doing the most horrifying farts from eating a fucking five-way from Skyline Chili, then you get your money back. And that's my promise.
If I look like anything other than total shit, you will not have to pay for your ticket. And that's a Blake Wexler promise.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And is there a tweet or some other work of social media that you've been enjoying?
Yes, it's very relevant. It's from Megan Gailey. And Megan tweeted, "Any progress on getting my ring back? Robert Kraft calling Biden this morning."
Amazing. Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram and all them at symbol type places, at Miles of Gray. Also, check Jack and I out on our latest episode of Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Yes, yes. You know, the basketball podcast. Also, you can find me on 420 Day Fiance with Sophia Alexandra. So check all that shit out. Let's see some tweets that I like. Okay, this is from your past guest Ellery Smith at Ellery Smith tweeted, "I shit on freelancing a good amount, but it did allow me to figure out whatever the least amount of money I can survive off was. Make that much and then fuck entirely off the rest of the time." Shout out to me in 2008. That was like right before I got into politics. I was just like, oh fuck. Yeah.
Amazing. Some tweets I've been enjoying. I'm on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien, and there you can find me liking things like Slick tweeted, "Dribbling past defender. Excuse me, sorry, just trying to get to the hoop," and followed that up with passing basketball to a teammate. "Hey man, put this in the basket if you can."
That's great.
Yeah.
If you can.
If you would. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page.
Hey. And,
that totally threw me off. Facebook fan page. Oh, yeah. Facebook. And a website where we post our episodes and the footnotes where we link off to the information that we talked about today's episode, as well as the song that we think you might enjoy. And Miles, if it's the song that I think it is.
Hey, it's Friday. Get fucking weird, y'all. One pill makes you horny. The other pill makes you a conservative. I think were the lyrics. Anyway, this is a dope-ass remix mashup of Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit, but it's the vocals from the Jefferson Airplane laid over. There's a dub cover, reggae cover, by Prince Fatty called Black Rabbit. And this dude... DOM mashups or something basically said, oh, I'll take that dope ass instrumental and I'll take the original vocals. They're mashed up. It's super fucking heavy. I love it. And you can find it, I think, on YouTube. Just search Jefferson Airplane White Rabbit reggae version and you will find it.
The usual test Miles has is like that I like a song because I'm like, ooh, what is this? When we first, when I come on the Zoom and he's playing the song that get to go listen to. This time, I didn't even have to ask that. He could tell because of the way I was moving this ass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Shaking it.
Shaking that ass.
Anyways, we'll link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. It's going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.